Tonight, for a minute, I just wanted to call your attention to a text in 1 Thessalonians. It's written on the back of your worship guide. It'll take you all of 1 second to read it. It's a short text, but powerful words for us to ponder at Thanksgiving. And I want to read verse 18 of 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. Give thanks in all circumstances, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. Let's pray. Almighty God, we thank you for your word. We ask that you would use it in our hearts tonight to prepare us for Thanksgiving tomorrow and make us thankful people in all the circumstances we face in life. Oh Lord God, use your word tonight. Shed light on our hearts and shed light in your word, we ask in Jesus' name. Amen. There's a Puritan pastor that I like named Thomas Watson, who lived long ago. And he said this as a wise pastor. There are two things which are very difficult. The one is to make the wicked sad, and the other is to make the godly joyful. And I believe you could also say make the godly thankful at some times, especially when things are difficult. We can become unthankful. Not only as Christians, but all people can, but we can as Christians even become unthankful. And many times we become unthankful because of things that we see and of things that we don't see. And that's what our text talks about tonight. There are things that we see that can cause us to grumble and be in despair. And there are things that we don't see that can cause us to continue to grumble and be in despair. And that's what Paul's talking about in the text here. There are two sections to this text, and I wanted to call your attention to two things in each of the one thing in each of those sections. First, we're told of something that we see that can cause us to grumble. And we're told of something we don't see that can cause us to continue to grumble. So first of all, we're told to see of something we see that causes us to grumble. You might not be see that first off, but consider what he's saying in the first part of verse 18. Give thanks in all circumstances. Now, the key word there is all. Paul says give thanks in all circumstances. That means pleasant circumstances and painful circumstances. It means times of peace and times of turmoil. Times when we have plenty of money and times when we can't pay the bills. It means Christians are to be thankful in all these circumstances, whether employed or unemployed. As I said, money or no money, medical pains and trials, or healthy. We all know, though, unfortunately, it's not easy to do that, is it? In our lives, it's difficult to be thankful when our circumstances are miserable. You know that as well as I do. And why is it difficult to be thankful in difficult situations, in financial stress, when our relationships are in turmoil, when we're unemployed? Why is it difficult to be thankful? It's because these circumstances become all-consuming to us, don't they? They become all that we think about throughout the day. When our relationships are in turmoil, it's hard to really concentrate on anything else at work and all that we do during the day. When we have physical pains and trials in our lives, it's hard to think of anything else. The circumstances press in on us and we only see them. And it can be big circumstances that are painful, like the physical trials of laying in a hospital bed like Scott. Or it can be small trials and circumstances of just being late for work or difficult times. But all these things, whether small or large, become all that we see. Because think of it, even a small thing, if it's all-consuming, can consume your thoughts every day. It's like a piece of paper. A small piece of paper like this is all that I see if it's this close to my face. No matter what circumstances I'm dealing with, even if they're small, if they're right in front of my eyes all the time, it's all that I see. It's all-consuming. And it's the same thing in all of our lives with all the things we face that consume us. So it's good to ask yourself tonight, if you're in turmoil and difficult situations, and it's hard to be thankful, to ask yourself, what do I see? What am I looking at? What's most in front of my eyes right now that's causing this turmoil? The situations I'm facing, is that what's the painful circumstances are right up in my face and I'm looking at them all the time? It's hard to be thankful when you're in that situation. So sometimes the things that we see can cause us to grumble and complain. But our text tells us that sometimes it's the things we don't see that cause that grumbling to continue. And that's the second thing to notice in the text. The second part of this verse, notice what he says. Give thanks in all circumstances, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. Now think of what Paul's saying there. It's the will of God for those who are in Christ Jesus to be thankful. Be thankful in all circumstances, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. So those of you who are in Christ Jesus, you can be thankful. What does it mean to be in Christ Jesus, and why does that make us thankful people? Well, think about it. What it means to be in Christ Jesus is to be united with him by faith. And that's what happens to us when we become Christians, right? You repent, you see your need for Jesus Christ, you see your sin, your need for him, the Savior who can take away your sin. You trust in him and all the promises that are wrapped up in him. You believe he's the Savior who can take away your sins. You trust in him, and that means all that's his becomes yours, and all that was yours becomes his. So on the cross, he took all of your sin on himself and bore the penalty for it, the wrath of God. And he gives you all that he has, his righteousness, the life of perfection that he lived. He gives you everything that's his, which also includes the love of the Father for the Son. When God looked on his Son, the Lord Jesus, at his baptism, what did he say? I'm well pleased. You're my Son, whom I love, with whom I am well pleased. So think about it. If the Father loves the Son like that, and you're united to the Son, you and the Son are one together, he looks on you with the same favor that he did with his very own Son and says, I am well pleased. I love you. That's the affection that God has for us as children of God when we come into the kingdom, we're united with Jesus Christ. We are people who have the love and acceptance of the Father. The Father looks on us with the same kind of tender mercy that he does on his very own Son. And when you know that you have this kind of love of the Father looking on you, it can make you thankful even in the most difficult circumstances. And think of it, isn't that what Paul's point is in Romans chapter 8 near the end, in those powerful words? Remember in Romans chapter 8 what Paul says at the very end? He says, if God is for us, who can be against us? Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or danger or sword? No, he says, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. For I am sure that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor rulers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor powers, nor height, nor depth, nor anything in all creation is able to separate us from the love of God, where? In Christ Jesus. You have the love of God when you're in Christ Jesus. And notice Paul's trying to give us a list of, what's the worst thing that can happen to you in this world? Let me just give you a list. These are some really bad things. You can lose your home. You can lose all of your clothes. You can be naked. You can have people wanting to kill you. You can have the danger of the sword. You can be stripped. You can be beaten. You can have rulers and authorities against you. All these are terrible circumstances, Paul says, but none of these circumstances will separate you from the love of God. The love that he has for you in Christ Jesus, being united with him. What Paul wants us to know is that we have assurance of God's love in Jesus Christ. We have the affection of the Father being united with him. If we're united with Christ, he's the head, we're the body. We're brought together. The Father loves the head of the church, and he loves his church. He loves his people. And he will work all things for the good of his people, for you. That's what Paul says a few verses earlier in Romans chapter 8. God works all things for the good of those who love him and are called according to his purpose. Now, unfortunately, here's the key. Unfortunately, we don't always see that, do we? Unfortunately, in the midst of our difficult circumstances, we've got the circumstances so close to us, they're right in front of our eyes, and we can't see the love of God. Or even if we try to see it, it doesn't mean anything to us because these events and circumstances are still right in front of our eyes. And they make us continue in this unthankfulness. But Paul's saying here, God's will for those who are in Christ Jesus is that they be thankful. And how are they made thankful? They're made thankful, Paul's saying, when you see the love of God in Christ Jesus. When you see God's loving disposition toward you, it gives you a thankfulness that can overcome any circumstance you may have. When you see God's love, it changes how you look at your circumstances. Think about it. If you're walking down a street and you see a vicious dog in a yard right in front of you, you're about to come up on this vicious dog, you'd probably see it and you would turn and walk the other way or run the other way, right? But the thing you didn't see was the large chain that was right behind the dog, chaining him down to the corner of the house. If you saw that, it would change how you looked at that dog and walking by in a sidewalk, wouldn't it? What you don't see affects you, and what you do see affects you. And that's what Paul's saying here. What we need to see is the love of God in Christ Jesus. You know what? You will be brought to be more thankful in your life when you see the love of God in Christ Jesus. So as Christians, we're to see the tender love of God in Christ Jesus, but we need to see it with eyes of faith, right? It's not something we're going to see as tangibly as the broken relationship right in front of us, as tangibly as the empty bank account right in front of us, as tangibly as all the circumstances we face that are trials and tribulations that are always plaguing us as God's people. It's not as close and as visible as that. But Paul says it's still there. We've got to look at it with eyes of faith, and it takes taking our eyes off of the circumstances in front of us and seating them where Christ is at the right hand of the Father, looking to that place. And that takes eyes of faith, trusting the Lord's promises, right? God knows your pain, and he looks on your pain with affection and says, I will never leave you or forsake you. God hasn't left you. God the Father will never leave his own son, and you're united to his son. If the body's united to the head and the body are together, the head is at the right hand of the Father, he's not left you. God hasn't turned against you. God is never going to do that again. He turned against his son once at the cross, but he's never going to turn against him again because Christ paid the penalty of the cross. He was vindicated as his resurrection, and now he's ascended to the right hand of the Father, never to be rejected again. And the same is true for you being united with him. So tonight and tomorrow, and the next day, I know it's hard, trust me. I know what it's like to have these circumstances press on the eyes so much. Paul's telling us here, remember what's true of you in Christ Jesus. And how much would it change your outlook on things to know the God of the universe deeply loves you and has affection for you and is going to work all the things in your life, all of them, for your good and not your harm. It should change the color of what we see and how we see things in our world and our turmoil and situations. Let's pray. Oh, Lord Jesus, we ask that you would help us. You know we're weak creatures. Lord, our circumstances press in on us, and they are right in front of our eyes. Lord Jesus, would you help us, even in our weakness, to see the beauty of being a child of the living God, who is loved by the Father and will never not be loved. Oh, Lord Jesus, help us. Pick us up out of our difficult circumstances and feed us on your amazing grace, we ask. In your name, amen.